The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the country. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And yes, it is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. And so much going on in the sports world. As we know, the Final Four took place on Saturday, and Villanova just too strong for the Rock Chalk Jayhawks of Kansas. And then on the other side, Michigan. Just too strong for the boys from Loyola Chicago, man, who had an unbelievable, impressive run in this March Madness tournament where it gave us so many unbelievable upsets and just great stories. But we are finally here. The final game will be Monday night. Villanova taking on Michigan, the 3 seed, and Villanova, the number 1 seed. So we're really going to be talking a lot about the weekend that was, and obviously we'll talk about what could happen on Monday night. But I got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, man. Hey, it was a good Final Four Saturday. So, looking forward to tomorrow night quite a bit.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, at the end of the day, Villanova, just a really good basketball team. They were hitting left and right, the three-pointers. They just didn't stop coming, and just too much for the Kansas Jayhawks. But like I said, we'll break it all down. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, because baseball has really gotten kicked off to a great start, and obviously hockey as well. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they're there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you are age 85 or younger,
call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Rodney on the mound. Their closer worked out of the jam. Getting the ground ball double play in the 10th. Deep left field, Adam Jones, and goodbye, home run! A game winner for the Orioles center fielder, and they win the opener 3-2.
And now the bright lights start to shine as the regular season begins. Driven out to right center field and deep. That ball is gone! See ya! What a beginning for Stanton, and the Yankees are up 2-0.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. I am Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it would be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out the website as well. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. And obviously, by the tone of what you heard from the beginning, with the baseball music, it is obviously time to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who, all you know, most of the time, Mike, comes to us from Canada. However, right now, he is in Phoenix, Arizona. So all three of us coming to you live from the great state of Arizona. But good morning to John Poulter. How are you, my friend?
Morning, guys. Doing very well, thanks. And what a great feeling to be in Arizona and about to talk sports. It doesn't get a whole lot better than that, does it?
No, I mean, especially considering, you know, the weather's beautiful here. Yesterday was just absolutely gorgeous. Today starting out a little bit overcast and whatnot, but you know what? At the end of the day, it's going to be a beautiful day here in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, let me ask you this, John. Some interesting starts to the Major League Baseball season, if you will. You know, a couple teams that we talked about maybe being front runners, like the Milwaukee Brewers, like the Washington Nationals, out of the gate pretty quickly and playing good baseball. Maybe a little bit of a surprise with the White Sox at 2-0 right now. And I know it's very, very, very early, but a good start to Major League Baseball. We've had some exciting games already, too. I mean, just a really good start to Major League Baseball.
Yeah, nothing to be too upset about. Certainly from a winning standpoint, your Brewers off to a great start, 3-0 against San Diego. And while I don't think anybody expected San Diego to be a good team and be competitive, they had an excellent spring. So you have to think that they were going to show a little bit better than losing their first three games. But I think we all know that Milwaukee is good value for their money, and clearly they're building the right way in Milwaukee. We've talked about that a number of times, and I know that that's something that's very near and dear to your heart, and it's going to be good to see that division be competitive. Cardinals, I don't expect to have a bad season. They've lost two to the Mets already, and I don't think anybody really thinks that the Mets are going to be contenders, but as you said, it's very early in the season, and as you always say, it's a marathon, not a sprint, so not anything to get excited about. But there's been some good individual highlights as well. Matt Davidson of the White Sox and Charlie Blackmon of the Rockies both have three home runs. We've got two guys, Davidson and Nick Ahmed of the Arizona team, both with six RBIs and a couple of guys with eight hits. So that's a pretty good series for a lot of guys. On the negative side, Logan Forsyth of the Dodgers, three errors so far. So clearly he's having a problem adjusting to something or other. But I think it's been very exciting, and I'm looking forward to a real good season of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, no, I agree. Mike, why don't you jump on in, brother?
Yeah, I was just, you know, curious. You know, the Cubs start off the whole season with, you know, with the home run on the first pitch of the whole season. What do you expect out of the Cubs? I mean, my wife's a huge Cubs fan. I'm a huge Cubs fan. So, you know, we want to get back to the promised land. What are the Cubbies going to have to do?
I think the Cubs just have to be patient, Mike, and I think they just have to play the kind of baseball that we all know that they can play. Let's face it, notwithstanding the Brewers' great start, I think on paper Chicago is still the class of that division. It's a deep team, it's a young team, it's a talented team, it's a well-managed team, it's a team that knows how to win, and that's all the ingredients that you need in order to get to the postseason. Not really any major holes in that team other than the fact that they have they've replaced Wade Davis at closer, and of course they've lost Jake Arrieta as a starting pitcher, but they've sort of offset those two issues. So at the end of the season, I think we're still going to see the Cubs either in the postseason or very, very close to it, and I still would not be shocked to see them win that division going away.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf as well. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529 if you've got a question for John or just want to jump in on the conversation. Hey, John, let's keep it rolling. And I'm thinking that the Arizona Diamondbacks pitching staff is in pretty good shape. And I know that's after Zach Greinke goes out and gets a loss, but you've got to be excited about Corbin and the rest of this pitching staff just in general, because the truth is they brought everybody back. And I do think that the National League West is going to be a very, very interesting close race. The Dodgers have obviously gotten out of the gates slowly. We know what they did last year. The D-backs got out of the gates really, really quickly. I'm assuming that they're going to need something like that again. The Giants are back in the mix. I think this division is a whole heck of a lot more competitive, maybe with the exception of San Diego. What are your thoughts?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. We know that the Giants made some major moves in the offseason. They certainly would not want to have anything close to the poor season that they had last year. And the Dodgers sort of rode that spell they had in, I guess it was mid-July to mid-August, where they were something unreal, like 43-6 or something along those lines. They sort of rode that to the division title. They slumped a little bit at the end and, of course, came apart in the World Series against the Astros. So you know that they're going to be a good team. The Giants, as we've mentioned, continue to bounce back. They've made some good acquisitions, and clearly they're going for it this year. Colorado was a postseason team last year. We know that they're going to be in the mix. We talked about Arizona and the depth that they have. My big concern with Arizona would be how much are they going to miss the big bat of J.D. Martinez. He was such a huge contributor to that team after they picked him up at the trade deadline from the Tigers, and of course he's gone to the Boston Red Sox now through free agency. And I have to agree with you that San Diego would appear to be the weak link in that division. And I don't think they're going to be as bad as they were last year, but I don't see them finishing anything better than fifth place in that division. I just think the other four teams in that division are just too strong for them.
Yeah, no, I agree. What about the National League East a little bit? Are the Nationals going to get pushed by the Mets this year?
I don't think so. I think the Nationals are just too strong, too deep, too talented. The Mets, if that pitching staff that we've heard so much about for so many years ever gets to the point where they all have good seasons and injury-free seasons at the same time, I think we might see the Mets compete. But quite frankly, I don't see the Mets as a strong contender for what's going on in that division. Atlanta's building quite well, but they're still a ways off. Philadelphia's still a ways off, and we know what the story is in Miami. So I'd have to say that Washington is as strong in that division as any team in baseball is in its division.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the program. Mike, go ahead, throw something up.
No, I was just going to say, like, you know, every year we go into a season and we have the favorites and we have the teams that are not going to, you know, we think not do so well. What teams out there are like legitimately could be a surprise team for us that have it, that have the talent, that have the managing skills to actually make a surprise run?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I was thinking about that yesterday, and I really couldn't come up with a solid answer, to be very honest with you. I think most of the teams that are favorites are the teams that we expect to be favorites. To me, there's very much a case of the haves and the have-nots in Major League Baseball at the moment. If I was going to pick a team that had a chance to win its division and unseat somebody that was a resident in first place in the division, I would say probably the Minnesota Twins, simply because of the way that they played at the end of last season, the way that they've added over the winter time, Paul Molitor continuing to get experience as a manager and grow as a manager. I think the Twins can give Cleveland a real good run for their money, and I think that's probably going to be one of the closest division races. I think Houston's probably the strongest team in their division. The Cubs we've talked about, Boston and the Yankees going to have a real knockdown, drag them out for that particular division. Washington we've already talked about. I can see San Francisco really pushing the Dodgers this year simply because of the way that San Francisco has improved on the field, some of the talent that they have retained, and also the fact that their pride does not want them to be in a situation where they were in last year, and we all know what Giant-Dodger rivalries are like and have been for 100 years. So I think probably the Giants and the Twins would be the two teams that I would pick, Mike, in terms of showing better than we might have expected at the end of last season.
Sounds good. Hey, John, have you got a few more minutes that we can keep you on the other side for a little while?
Sure, not a problem. I'm on vacation, and I'm sitting in the sunshine, so always happy to help.
Doesn't get much better than that. That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the program. We'll be back with him on the other side. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, a weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
I might have hit Derek Manson, the linesman. Here's Riley Nash to Krug. The shot, save, rebound, Marchand. Brad Marchand is the all-time regular season overtime game-winning goal scorer for the Boston Bruins. 6-5, and Marchand ends it with a hat trick.
3.9 to go here in the first. It's Curry. Wallace is on him. Got by Rivers. Good at the goals.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. And yes, we're hanging out with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well. It would be DorfOnSportsRadio.com. John, give your Twitter handle as well, please, would you?
Yeah, and at 1-2, John Poulter.
Very good. Hey, before we get into some NHL hockey, and obviously we heard the highlights, obviously got to thank Scott for the highlights that he puts together some great clips for us, to be honest with you. I want to talk to you real quickly about the American League just a little bit more, because we broke down pretty much the whole National League. When you think about it, we talked about the Nationals and, you know, the Mets, and I do think that's going to be an interesting race with them. You think the Nationals will be too strong, but I think the Mets rebound to a certain degree, and obviously I'm hoping the Milwaukee Brewers are a team to be reckoned with, and I think they will be. They had the opening day magic with Bronny late in the game, the three-run shot, and I don't know. There's something about what's going on there in Milwaukee that I'm going to like a lot this year. And then the National League West, man, I really do think it's going to be a lot more interesting than the experts think when they talk about the Dodgers and how they're going to run away with this thing. And you know what? The Diamondbacks and the Giants and the Rockies, I think they'll all have something to say about that. But the American League is very interesting. And you started talking a little bit about the Red Sox and the Yankees. I mean, this is going to be fun to watch, isn't it, John? Ultimately, these two teams, like you said, they're going to battle back and forth, and I don't know if anybody's going to have more than a 3-5 game lead all season long.
Well, I would have to agree that it's going to be fun to watch. If you're in neutral, certainly as a Toronto fan, it's not fun to watch to see two of your division rivals being that strong. But it's a heavyweight battle. There's no question about it. They've both spent a ton of money. They've both developed good young players within their own systems. It's going to be a very interesting fight, and I would be surprised if anybody even has a lead of 5 games, to be honest with you. I think three to four at the very most might be the way we will see that right till the end.
Hey, and then you talked real quickly about the Minnesota Twins being that shocker or surprise team. We know how strong the Cleveland Indians are, but what do you make of the Chicago White Sox? Could they join the party?
I don't think so. They had a very strong spring, which was very much a surprise. I mean, they stripped that thing right down to the bare bones a couple of years ago. They're definitely building the right way, and I think probably in a couple of years we're going to see a very strong team on the south side of Chicago, and I think Chicago is going to be a very exciting baseball town in a couple of years because, as we've spoken many times about the Cubs, that's a young, deep, talented team as well. So it might be 2 years from now might be a great time to be a baseball fan in the Windy City. But I just don't see them hanging in there for the long term. I mean, they've played Kansas City in 2 games. They're 2-0, and obviously Kansas City 0-2. I just don't see the White Sox staying the course for the whole season. I just don't think they're that strong. And, you know, once again, we're in the first week of the season, and we've all seen teams come out like gangbusters, go 6-1, 7-0, 8-1, 9-1, and at the end of the season, they're sort of middle of the pack. So I just think that Cleveland and Minnesota are just too strong for the rest of the teams in that division.
Hey, John, I got a question for you here about Baltimore. What are they going to do with Machado? Like, are they going to trade him? Do they keep him? I mean, that's going to become if it's not already a huge storyline, it's going to become a storyline as we get closer to the trade deadline.
Yeah, I think it's a huge story now, Mike, and I think it's going to get bigger as we get towards the trade deadline, and I think it's going to depend on where Baltimore is at around that trade deadline. If they're in it,
Probably, they may decide
to keep him and try and win something this year while they have one last kick at it, but I think they have to be realistic that they have less than 10% chance of re-signing him given the type of money that he is going to ask for and is probably going to end up getting. Baltimore certainly not in that in that kind of food chain in terms of paying those kinds of salaries. So I think Baltimore is going to have a very tough decision. If I was Baltimore, I'd be hoping that by the trade deadline they're either completely out of it or they're right in the thick of it so that the decision becomes very easy. But quite frankly, I think it'd be wise to deal him because right now they could still get something for him. I mean, clearly wherever he goes, he's going to be a rental player, so he's not going to attract the kind of return he would have at this time last year with a year and a half of control still left. But I think they have to realize on their assets. If I was in Baltimore, if I was 10 games below 500 at any point between now and the trade deadline, I think I'd be listening to anybody that was calling on him.
Hey, real quickly, John, one more about baseball, and then I want to switch into hockey real fast. Speaking of last kicks, is this the last kick for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim to put this thing together, or do they blow this thing up finally?
I think if they don't do something this year, guys, I think they got to blow this thing up. We've talked about this a number of times, and we've all been kind of surprised that they haven't blown it up. They spent a ton of money this season in terms of acquisitions, and Ohtani just didn't have a great spring. He didn't have anything close to the spring that you would expect from a guy that had that kind of hype. On paper, they're a much better team than they are showing on the field, and they don't have control over Mike Trout for a whole lot longer. So they've got a very short window as well, and if they don't take advantage of it in the next year, maybe the next year and a half, I don't see any option but blowing that thing up. And I have to wonder just how safe Mike Socha's job is. He's been there a long time, and other than one World Series, they haven't done very much. I know he's well thought of by the ownership and the management, but you have to wonder if it's time for a complete clean there, and if that's the case, he may be on the outs as well.
All right, so real quickly, you know, we've been talking about this quite a bit with you, but it's coming to fruition more and more each game that I'm watching. This Coyote team, I know they're eliminated from the playoffs this year, but will they be a force to be reckoned with next season, John?
Yeah, I think they're heading in the right direction. They got off to that terrible start, which basically buried them. They were sort of out of the playoffs by Christmas. I think everybody knew what the end result was going to be. I think it's commendable that they've come back and played as well as they have, given that they knew at Christmas time that they probably weren't going to be in the playoffs. I just have to hope that they haven't been advantaged by the fact that other teams take them as an easy mark because they were out of the playoffs, and that the players that are playing well because of their talent and their potential, as opposed to the fact that they're playing because they know there's no pressure on them to make the playoffs.
Sure.
That's an answer.
Makes sense.
That's a question we don't have an answer to, but are they heading in the right direction? Very much so, and I think Rick Tocchet is a huge piece of that, and you and I have talked about that a number of times as well.
Sure. Hey, real quickly, last one for you, and then obviously we really appreciate your time. I'll touch base with you later on, and we'll figure out a time for you and I to get together, and hopefully Mike can join us. Who do you like to win the Stanley Cup Finals?
If Matt Murray stays healthy, I think the Penguins have a great shot at it. Three in a row is tough in any sport, specifically in a sport that has a salary cap. I still think Pittsburgh on paper is a good team. I don't think Vegas is going to get there. I think they'll give it a good run. But right now, if you ask me to put any money on it, based on what I've seen the last half of the season and what I saw at the Stanley Cup playoffs last year, if I was putting money on it, I think my money would be on the Nashville Predators.
All right. Very good, John, as always, man. Really appreciate your time. And like I said, I'll touch base with you later on today.
Look forward to that. And one last baseball thing, shameless plug for my Toronto Blue Jays. Kevin Pillar, in the eighth inning yesterday, he manufactured a run all by himself. He stole second, third, and fourth, and home. So three stolen bases in an inning, clearly that's a major league record that's never going to be broken. Very exciting game against the Yankees.
Hey, great stuff, John. We appreciate it, brother. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another weekend edition. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. That's why we had to cut John off. But anyways, we'll be right back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
So here's Ohtani, first major league at-bat. He'll swing and bounce one through the right side of base hit. Jumped on that first pitch, and there's his first big league knock.
That's a good start to your career.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Yes, I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-9898. 7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike will have articles. Other people will have articles. It's an interesting place. You can obviously catch all the shows that we do, and you can check that out every day, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time on NBCSports1060.com here in Phoenix, Arizona. But, hey, Mike, I do want to get back into the college basketball that we got to see on Saturday. And the truth of the matter is Villanova really strong, 95-79 over Kansas, who, by the way, let's not take there's no shame that they got beaten by this Villanova team, to be quite honest with you. You know, Kansas was a good team all year long. The fact that they were a number one seed and held their seed, very impressive, to be quite honest with you. I think a lot of people didn't expect them to have this type of a run through the tournament, especially when they're going up the likelihood of a team like Duke, who they met, you know, in the Elite Eight. I think a lot of people thought that Duke was going to get that done. They didn't. Kansas showed their grit, their heart, their determination. But truth is they just met a better basketball team, Mike. And Villanova was on fire. I don't think that they were basically hitting everything that you could imagine. They were throwing up three-pointers left and right, and I'm pretty sure they shot pretty close to 50% for the game from three-point line. And, you know, when you do that, it's pretty difficult and pretty hard for the other team to go out there and play their style and play their game. So, you know what, Villanova just did a great job of taking KU out of their game.
Yeah, KU just, they got hit by a storm right off the bat. And, I mean, you and I were sitting there watching it last night, and we were just like, when's Villanova going to miss? You know, Kansas was trying to match baskets there for a little bit. They just couldn't do it. They don't have the firepower that Villanova has. I mean, Villanova, I mean, you and I both know, big guy, that they're probably the most complete team in the tournament. You know, they can go inside, they can go outside. You know, they got a point guard that, I mean, last night you and I saw that, you know, some of those passes he was making in traffic along the baseline, off of a pick and roll, were just flat out phenomenal. And you know, when you got Jay Wright leading the way and implementing all these different schemes and the way they want to play each individual team that they come up against. You know, that's going to spell, you know, success going down the line. And I think they're going to have a ton of success against Michigan, because Michigan doesn't even have close to the firepower and the will. I don't want to say the will to win, but it's just Villanova's in that mindset now. We took out Kansas and we took them out big time. They're not coming to this game scared at all on Monday night.
Look, at the end of the day, Villanova has been impressive in every single game. I mean, I've said it to you time and time again. You know, they've played several different styles of teams throughout this tournament, and I've been very impressed with the way that they've handled each and every different occasion. You know, West Virginia, took them about a half to figure them out. Kansas, they just came out guns a-blazing, man. It just wasn't going to be Kansas's day. And, you know, when you look at what Villanova starters did, you're talking about Brunson, who had 18 points, their point guard, 6 assists. And a lot of those, like you said, were in traffic and different positions. But Bridges has 10, Booth has 10. Spielman, that guy, I mean, unbelievable. Spielman, that guy was just ridiculous out there, hitting three-pointers. Some big three-pointers. I mean, at the end of the day, the guy goes 3 of 9 from three-point land, but those three that he hit were just daggers. Pascal, he scores 24 points for them. Then they have the DiVincenzo guy who comes off the bench and scores 15 for them. So they can hit you in so many different ways. And by the way, they go 45% from three-point land, 18 of 40. So again, you're not going to lose many games when you're shooting 45% from three-point land. Kansas, on the other hand, look, Azubuike didn't have the type of impact that I'm sure they would have liked him to have. He was just kind of like a misfit out there on the floor. There is like he was too slow to keep up with guys, so it was troublesome watching him out there. Graham had 23 points, 4 of 8 from three-point land, and I'll be honest with you, it was almost like a lot of them were insignificant because KU was out of the game by so much. Newman has the 21 points. Again, a lot of these things seem to be somewhat meaningless because of the way the game went. You know, you're outscored 47 to 32 in the first half. You obviously have to come back and make a really, really good run in the second half, which they were unable to make. But just too much depth from Villanova, yeah. If you ask me, Mike.
No, I absolutely agree. The depth that Villanova, you know, Jay Wright gets to play with is something that, you know, it's their cross to bear, right? It's, you know, it's really something that they have to deal with. I mean, it's something every coach would want to have to deal with. So, you know, moving forward on Monday night, I mean, it's, you know, I'm sitting here reading this morning that, you know, Villanova is the biggest title game favorite since 2010. And they've earned that. I mean, they've earned to be that heavy favorite going into Monday night. And, I mean, you still got to lace them up. I mean, we all know Villanova, you know, pulls off the shocker against Georgetown like in 85. But I'm just having a hard time seeing any kind of upset Monday night against the Wolverines.
Yeah, I mean, look, let's break that down just for a moment. And by the way, the opening line is 6.5. Michigan is getting 6.5 points. And based on what I saw, I mean, again, I just think Villanova way too strong. And that's an interesting line that that's actually exactly where I thought it would be. I said 6.5 or 7 points. So
yeah, you said 7. Yeah.
I'm not really that surprised to see the number where it's at right now. But looking at the Michigan game against Loyola Chicago for just a moment, you know, they had 2 leads in the second half, Loyola Chicago, of 10 points. And Michigan, you talked about, you know, having that will to win. I'm sorry, but they never gave up, bro. They never quit. When there were several times in that game when they had their backs against it, they play really good defense. So I think that's going to be something that'll be interesting to watch. Like you said, two contrasting styles. We know Villanova wants to get up and down a little bit. Michigan will try to slow them down. They'll try to make this ugly. They'll try to make Wagner a big piece of this game.
Yep.
And I'll be honest with you, if Wagner is a big piece of this game, Michigan does have a good shot. And that's the key is how does Wagner handle the inside guys, Spellman and Pascal and those bigger guys for Villanova? Will he be the same type of force he was against Loyola Chicago who plays – they're undersized. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. They're undersized to a certain degree, Mike, and Michigan took advantage of what was given to them to take advantage of.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, Loyola Chicago is, you know, they were playing with house money since the opening round. So
sure.
To get where they were at, you know, I mean, that's big ups to them. But, you know, Michigan has something, you know, they do like to muddy the waters. They do like to play and slow it down and kind of grind it out. But, you know, they can play defense. Well, you know what? Villanova can play just as good or even better defense than them. So it's going to be interesting to see which defensive team cracks first on Monday night. I mean, that's...
Well, and not only that, I do think that Michigan is going to have to do a much better job of shooting the three ball. They were 7 of 28 against Loyola Chicago. And, you know, I don't want to take anything away from Loyola Chicago. I mean, they had an unbelievable run. They played great defense. I believe they were a top 5 defensive team all year round. But the truth is you know, you're going up against Villanova who they're the big boys on the block, and they've got guys that can hit shots. So Michigan is going to have to be able to match that firepower, which is what Kansas was unable to do. And I do think that we have seen Michigan score 99 points in this tournament. So what I'm saying is Michigan is capable of matching Villanova, but the way they shot the ball in the Alamo Dome the other day from distance is a little bit troubling. So you would hope that they figured things out there in the second half, about the last 10 minutes of that ball game, Mike. And
yeah.
They're probably going to be ready to go for Monday night. I expect it to be a good basketball game. I'll be quite honest with you. But I do think that Villanova will have a little bit too much and they will get it done. Don't count this Michigan team out, bro. I think that you're saying that they don't have a will to win or that hunger and that drive. I would beg to differ, man. There were several games in this tournament that they had their back against the wall and they wound up coming through on the victorious side. So they do have a will to win, if you ask me.
Well, I'm not exactly saying that they don't have a will to win. I'm just saying the way they've been playing and what they have going up against, you know, Villanova on Monday night. Villanova might just come out the gates and just break that will right out the gate. So, you know, when it comes down to it, I mean, we got contrasting styles. We got contrasting coaches a little bit. I mean, I really like Jay Wright. I really like the Michigan coach too. Thank you. And what he's done with that program. Because let's face it, I mean, Michigan wasn't Michigan for a long time, and Beilein has brought that back to respectability in the Big Ten and nationally. So that's when Michigan's good, it's good for college basketball. So Monday night's going to be fun to watch. You know, the national title game is always fun to watch, but Villanova, I just think they just have too much balance for me to not win this game.
No, I'm with you, but you know, we've got to figure something to talk about, Mike, for a couple hours. So if it's that cut and dry, man, we got to figure out a new topic and things to talk about. But no, I look at it and I just think, you know, Beilein will have those guys ready. Okay.
I'm sure.
He's a good coach. Jay Wright, we know, good coach. So I think you got two really good coaching minds when you think about what's going on here on Monday night. Those two guys will battle each other wit for wit. And again, man, it's just about those players going out there and executing the game plan. You know, if Michigan's hitting shots, they're going to be in this game. I mean, it's just that simple. If they're not hitting shots, it's going to be a long night. It's going to be a boring final game. But I hope and I pray that they're ready and that they're hitting the three ball a little bit better and they help Wagner a little bit down low. I mean, he was a beast against Loyola, but the truth is he's going to need some help, man. Simpson, Poole, some of those other guys, they're just going to have to step up. Matthews, who can step up, by the way. Matthews was the other guy that definitely helped him out against Loyola Chicago. He had 17 points. So other guys just have to step up, and you got to just take it upon yourself to go out there and give it your all, man. And I fully expect Michigan to play a good game, but at the end of the day, I think you and I are in agreement. Villanova just looks like a team of destiny, and it looks like a team that is just too strong for the rest of the field.
Well, let's look at it this way, too. I mean, how many times, and right here I'm speaking of Villanova, how many times have we seen a team just shoot lights out, like in the semifinal game or in a tournament game, and then the next game they can't hit water if they're in a proverbial boat, you know? Yeah. And how many teams have struggled in the semifinal, won, but the next game they shoot lights out? I mean, we could see something like that because we've seen it before. So that's the beauty of this. We just don't know, and that's why you got to lace them up and settle it in a 40-minute game on Monday night.
I agree 100%. Anyways, I know hour number one is close to being in the books. We'll be back to wrap it up, obviously, on the other side. But a lot to get into in hour number two, people. Believe me, a lot of NBA talk, a little bit more baseball, and we'll get back into the NCAA stuff, too. So keep it close, everybody. A lot going on in the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back.
Florida State, no field goals now in the last 7 minutes plus. Simpson just dribbling out front. Two-step from midcourt left side. Now he heads toward the basket. Kicks it to the corner for Robinson for three. Got it! 54-44, 2:20 to play. Michigan's lead is 10. It's a 7-0 run.
Attack shooting is 36% in this first half. Here's Evans behind a screen from Gray. Met on the switch by Pascal. Looks between the legs. Tries to penetrate, spins into the lane, goes up against Pascal, who bodies him away. The shot came up short, and back comes Villanova. Booth lead pass to DiVincenzo. He goes up, lays it in on a foul. The basket counts.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you on a weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Hour number one is in the books, Mike. That means hour number two is on the horizon. We'll get into a little bit of the NFL. We'll talk about some of the things going on there, Mike. We'll talk a little NBA. We'll maybe get back into the NCAA. And obviously, the boys of summer, man, those guys are in full effect now. They're playing meaningful baseball. So that's what we got on top or on the docket for you for hour number two. But Mike, as always, man, good hour, man. Good, fast, quick hour of sports talk with you, brother. But, yeah, man, a lot going on, obviously, in the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're trying to get you through it here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. By the way, you can get at us, okay? 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it would be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And then always, Monday through Friday, you can catch me at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on NBCSports1060.com. Anywhere.
And I am here.
Yeah, world. Oh, yeah, I know you're here, man. I know you're here. But anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause, everybody. We'll be back with hour number two of the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Christians, we remember the suffering and death of God's only Son and his glorious resurrection on the third day. On Easter Sunday, we proclaim with joy, Christ is risen.
The president's weekly address focusing on Easter, the Pope appealing for an end to the carnage in Syria in his Easter Sunday message, calling for humanitarian aid to be allowed to enter and for peace in the African countries of South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo, also referring directly to the violence on the Israel-Palestinian border, calling for reconciliation for the Holy Land. Russia's embassy sending a list of 14 questions to the UK Foreign Ministry. It wants to know details of an investigation into the nerve agent poisoning of a former double agent and his daughter. The questions come with a demand to clarify whether samples of the nerve agent were ever developed in the UK days after the country starts sending diplomats packing. This is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. Tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. Isn't it time to make a change? If drugs and alcohol is a problem in your life or someone you care about, it's time to make a change. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering amazing life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Program has successfully helped over 50,000 people get their life back. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple call to 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. That's 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. We are open 24/7 and all calls are confidential and free. Call now, 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com.
Tesla says the car in that deadly crash in California was in autopilot mode. Techs got computer logs from the vehicle and they show that the driver didn't have his hands on the wheel when it crashed into a highway barrier and caught fire. Tesla said the driver got warnings before the crash. Hundreds gathered to say goodbye to Stephen Hawking as a hearse carrying his body drives through Cambridge, England, which is where he spent a lot of his life. After his funeral, his ashes will be interred at Westminster Abbey next to Charles Darwin and Isaac Newton. New York Times removing a best-selling book from its exclusive bestseller list.
Jerome Corsi's Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump is a runaway bestseller, but you won't hear that going through the New York Times bestseller list. Corsi telling Newsmax TV they don't want any book that will support President Trump, who they detest, to be on the New York Times bestseller list, even if the book legitimately outsells most of the other books. The author calling this a suppression campaign. I'm Jennifer Breeden.
And there's word from Seattle that Saudi Arabia and Boeing are working together on an aircraft and weapons deal. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The president continues calling to get U.S. troops out of Syria. Two senior administration officials say he wants an early exit. National security meeting planned for early next week to talk more about the campaign against ISIS, which is nowhere near complete. The administration freezing over $200 million that was supposed to go to recovery efforts. This coming a day after word that a U.S. service member was killed when a roadside bomb goes off near the border of Syria and Turkey. A police officer involved in the Alton Sterling shooting fired this week off the force in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Blaine Soleimani was fired. Family attorney Chris Stewart reacting.
What that truth is the silent complaint or the loud one of every black person in the inner city who has to deal with an officer like Blaine Soleimani.
Sterling shot several times while struggling with police officers outside a convenience store. Police saying he was searching and reaching for a weapon, which they later found in one of his pockets. Thousands of teachers across the country protesting low pay and working conditions. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Teachers are now staging protests looking for better pay and pensions. In Kentucky, schools were closed on Friday after hundreds of teachers refused to show up. In Arizona, thousands marched on the state's capital this week. And in Oklahoma, they're threatening to walk off the job on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And that Chinese space station expected to come crashing back to Earth this week, either tonight or early tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you are about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. It's another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. A lot to get into, whether it's the March Madness craziness that has finally come to the final game Monday night. Villanova taking on Michigan as they both get through the Final Four on Saturday. Villanova taking care of Kansas, and obviously Michigan taking care of Loyola Chicago, who was an unbelievable story. And obviously, speaking of stories, Major League Baseball underway and some interesting stuff happening there early with the Brewers, the Mets, the Nationals, all undefeated, and obviously just some great action in the first couple games of Major League Baseball. Obviously, NBA action in full throttle, and jockeying for playoff position is still going on there, Mike, and obviously the NFL. We can always talk about that, brother. How you doing, man? What's up?
Hey, you know what? It's Easter. Family's going to be here. We got ham. We got all sorts of food starting to be made. It's gonna be a great day, and it's a great day for sports.
No, I agree, man. It's just another wonderful day. Obviously, happy Easter to everybody. Happy Passover to people that celebrate that as well. Man, oh man, just so much to talk about, so much to get into in the sports world. We're going to do it here, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you on a Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guaranteed to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Nelson Cruz, high drive, left center field, Zimmer at the wall, gone! Swing and a drive, belt to deep right, Nick Markakis walks us off!
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody, welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition, and it's Easter Sunday, people. So get on board. Let's talk sports. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And Mike, you know, you hear that clip of the baseball, and it's just that time of the year, brother, where they're playing meaningful baseball. You know, we had the Boys of Summer right in our backyard for a little while for the spring training time, but now it's meaningful baseball, bro. And my Brewers have gotten out of the gate pretty well. I'm excited about them. I think we're in for a really, really good baseball season. like I just think that, you know, yeah, the NBA playoffs are going to be better. I think the Major League Baseball season is going to be awesome. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, if you go off what the first day was like with all the home runs, the walk-offs, the Cubs hitting on the first pitch of the first game of the year, some of the pitching has been pretty good. Yeah, this is, you know, if you go off of that in the first few games, yeah, this is heated up, going to be a very heated season with lots of fun stuff to watch. So I'm looking forward to it. And shoot, I mean, I know my wife is. She's a huge baseball fan, so she's happy her Boys of Summer are back.
Yeah, you know, and you said heating up, and that kind of is a really good segue to where I wanted to go. And I want to go and talk a little NBA with you. And, you know, you had mentioned to me that, you know, Boston was able to take care of Toronto. And, you know, Toronto, like we've talked about, they are now the hunted, and they're in a different spot. And with that being said, if I'm not mistaken, I believe last Sunday when we were on the show together, Boston was 5 games back. They're now 2 games back of the Toronto Raptors. And as you alluded to, getting a little bit more healthy are the Boston Celtics. But I'll be honest with you, bro. I think that what has happened with those guys being injured, the guys like Kyrie and Smart and everybody else that's been in and out of that lineup. All it's done is it's helped give guys minutes that would never have gotten minutes. And now, you know what? Brad Stevens has more weapons to go to, more guys that he can rely on. So ultimately, man, sometimes you got to take a negative and make a positive out of it. And I'll tell you what, Brad Stevens is such a great coach, man, that he figures out ways to just put people in there and they make things happen. So I actually look at this as a real positive. Boston has found themselves a couple of bench players that they didn't necessarily think that they had. Larkin, I mean, dude, he can play. He deserves to get out there on the floor. So ultimately, I actually look at this. Yeah. No, but I look at this as a real, real benefit to you guys, man.
No, it is. It was tough there for a while because, you know, you had Horford out. You got Kyrie battling the knee. You had Jaylen Brown out. And I don't, you know, there's some people out there that still kind of question Jaylen. And I have no idea why, because Jaylen, he is taking his game to another level. And there's still, the ceiling is still so very high for Brown. It's crazy. So he's back. You've had Tatum, who's been dinged up a little bit here and there, but he's been playing all year. You got these young guys that are getting valuable minutes, like you said, and it's, you know, come playoff time, once, you know, if they can get past the first round, depending on if it's Miami or Milwaukee, you know, then Kyrie comes back and you add Kyrie to that mix. Anything's possible. In the back of my mind, Dorf, all season long, I've just said, man, if Gordon Hayward were healthy, just how scary would Boston be right now? They probably would be in the lead in the East and have it wrapped up. I mean, that's how confident I am with how or what Gordon Hayward means to this squad. So, Stevens, coach of the year. I mean, he's always going to be in the discussion now. But they got their guys back. Toronto's in a new spot. Cleveland, you know, you said you had a unique take on Cleveland. What is it with Cleveland?
No, I told you I had a unique take on the Celtics. What they were getting, and it was the fact that they were just getting a bunch of guys some minutes that weren't necessarily going to see the floor if Kyrie doesn't go down, if Al Horford doesn't go down, if Smart doesn't go down, that those guys like Larkin get out there on the floor. And
Larkin is solid, dude.
No, but he can have an impact on the game. Yeah. It was like the best thing that could possibly happen to the Boston Celtics, if you ask me, was the fact that they had some injuries. And then they found out that they had other guys that could step up and play. So like I said, it's just – you know, Brad Stevens knows how to get things done. You mentioned Milwaukee or Miami. Who would you rather see, just out of curiosity?
Miami.
Why?
There's just something about having to try and guard the freak that just, it scares me. And then you have the supplemental guys around him there's just something about Milwaukee I just don't want to face. And part of it, a huge part of it, is the freak. I'd rather take on an aging D Wade and Miami than a young up and coming Milwaukee Bucks team.
I think that Miami Heat team is going to be a tough out. And I think part of the reason
I think either one of those teams are a tough out.
Well, I think part of the reason you don't want to see Milwaukee is because you don't want to have to deal with me if Milwaukee happens to beat Boston somehow, some way. I think that's probably on your mind a little bit too. But no, I mean, if I'm Milwaukee, I don't want to play Toronto. I'd rather play Boston because they are a little bit banged up. And I do think you have a little bit better chance to get by Boston. Obviously, you have to play more games on the road if this thing goes deeper and deeper. So,
yeah.
I would rather play Boston if it were me personally. So I think Milwaukee should do their best to hang on to the seventh spot, which they're in right now by a half a game over Miami at the current moment. And with that being said, still a lot of jockeying for position. I'm curious how Joel Embiid affect?
I was just about to go there with you.
Philadelphia. I mean, obviously that was tough, man. You don't want to see anybody get hurt, especially from his own teammate. You know, Fultz has got to feel pretty bad when you think about it. Like, he's been off the floor all year long, and then boom, he comes back, and then he's knocking Joel Embiid out of the game.
So anyways, I'm
just curious to see how they finished, because they were building momentum, bro, and they're still right there. Don't get me wrong. They're a half a game out of third place behind Cleveland right now. So nothing decided. And then the Indiana, a game
right
behind
there.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
So you have to go to Washington, who's in the sixth spot, to be three or three and a half games behind, four games from that three spot. On the other side, by the way, we haven't mentioned this at all. I mean, Houston Rockets, bro, just a seven-game lead over Golden State, and I know what the reasoning there is, too, is the injury bug hit Golden State as well, Mike. We both know that. But you know what? They've been fantastic. You mentioned Coach of the Year. D'Antoni's got to be there.
Yeah.
What about Portland? I mean, dude, Stotts has got to be there. Dude, like, they've had an unbelievable year. All of a sudden, like, they're a team to be reckoned with, a force in the Western Conference. Lillard and McCollum, dude, that is such an awesome backcourt, bro. So San Antonio back up to the four spot. Like, dude, this has been musical positioning here on the playoff side, at least as far as it goes on the Western Conference side. And I know we're up against it, so we'll get back into this on the other side. But man, oh man, it's fun. This is a really, really fun time of the year. We have the March Madness thing coming to an end, man. The final game is Monday. Baseball in full throttle, meaningful games. Basketball, like, playoff time coming right around.
Hockey.
Same thing with hockey. Exactly, man. This is a great time. I know we got to take a break, so we're going to do it. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, get at us, man. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Let's talk some sports, people. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
That's a great play to take it away from Wilson. Chandler in the count on the finish. Bledsoe just popped it up there for him. Set that one on the tee.
Capella gets it inside where he likes it. Back outside to Harden. Great defense by Miami. Forces Harden. Oh, my goodness. Harden shot that from Galveston.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Inbound in front court. No timeouts remaining. Here's Curry for three. Thompson for three. And that'll wrap it. The Boston Celtics with a dramatic win over the defending champion, Golden State Warriors.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Yes, get at us, please. 1-800-878-7529. We love talking sports. We love talking sports with you, the listener, the fan. Obviously, get at us on Twitter as well. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike, let's get back into the NBA. And I think as we were going to break, you said you had a couple of questions you want to throw out there.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, you take a look at Golden State, and there's seven games out. They're going to be the two seed. They've been banged up. Curry, KD, Thompson has been banged up with his finger, right? KD's back now. He gets ejected for, the sixth or seventh time, all this stuff. What's his deal? Because before that, he was never getting ejected. I mean, sure, he'd get technicals from time to time. But what's he trying to prove? Because I look at this as like pseudo tough guy. He's not a tough guy. Like, what's his deal?
You know, so interesting that you bring that up, because obviously that happened against the Milwaukee Bucks, if you're not sure about who they were playing that night. And Milwaukee happened to really have it going that night, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they did.
They were playing well, played really well. And speaking of that, Eric Bledsoe has picked up his play quite a bit the last few games for the Milwaukee Bucks, and he's been on a little bit of a tear himself. So it's good to see Middleton playing well, Giannis obviously playing well, and now Eric Bledsoe kind of finding his mark too. And those three guys, that's a tough trio, man. I mean, let's be honest. You know, Giannis and Middleton, those two guys are carrying the most weight out of any tandem throughout the whole league. Second is Lillard and McCollum there in Portland. So, you know, that's a really, really good tandem right there. But getting back to your original question about KD, look, man, I was watching that play. There was absolutely some contact. But you know, I know, KD knows, everybody knows, man. In sports, what do you got to do? You got to keep your head no matter what. And he absolutely lost his head. And you know what? He's a star. He's used to getting that call. I get it. I totally get it. But you know what? Giannis was making plays. And the truth is they were just letting those guys play a little bit. So KD lost it. And by the way, it's not his sixth or seventh. This is his fifth time that he's been ejected. But your point is well taken. This is something new. This is something different that we're seeing from KD that we haven't really seen this part of him, like this nastiness, this dog part of him. And what is he trying to prove? I don't know if he's necessarily trying to prove anything. I think that he really felt that he was fouled and he was that upset about not getting a call. I think that it's somewhat out of character for him. So when you've only seen this happen to him, you know, five times throughout the year, but when you really add that up, that's 10 technical fouls, you know, because you got to get two to get tossed, unless you say something so bad that they just do it right there. But in essence, that's basically like you getting two technicals. So is he trying to prove something? I think he wanted to come back, and I think he wanted to have a really good impact for his team that night. And to be honest with you, he did get off to a pretty good start. I think he was like, 17 points or something, or maybe it was 10 points in 17 minutes. I mean, he was having an impact on that game. So the truth is he lost his cool. He thinks he's a superstar, and he thinks that when he gets breathed on, he's supposed to get a call. I think that ultimately, Mike, that's kind of what it is.
No, and I'm just curious because, you know, this is, like you said, this is out of character for him to have this many technicals. And, you know, and I'm kind of looking at this, you know, with the rest of the guys that are injured. You know, you got Thompson out there, you got Curry that's, you know, he bends his leg the wrong way and his ankle goes out from underneath him. He's kind of, in a way, he's in the same situation that he was in OKC, where he doesn't have the amount of firepower around him that he's been accustomed to having. And I don't know, you know, I've heard people question whether he is as good a player as he is, because you got to have, like you said, you got to have kind of that dog in you to go, I'm the guy, let's get buckets, and let's win some games. And, you know, Golden State, with all the firepower they got, but now they're kind of reduced. It kind of, I don't know, for some reason, it just reminds me of what he was in OKC. Not that I didn't think that he was a great player. I think he's the second best player in the whole freaking league. But I don't know. I'm not sure if you understand where I'm trying to go with this. I mean, it's just a kind of a weird thing to see KD just reacting this way to almost any little thing.
Here's where I'm going to go with it, bro. Think about this. Oklahoma City had an unbelievable young group of talent back in, they had a quad, bro. You're forgetting somebody. We know they had Westbrook. We know they had Harden. We know that they had KD. But they also had Serge Ibaka back in the day, bro. And they had an unbelievable group of guys that they could have had many a championships running through Oklahoma City. And for some reason, obviously, we know what it is. They didn't want to pay the money to have all these guys there because they would have been paying just a ridiculous amount of money. But the truth is they had the world in the palm of their hands for a long, long time there in Oklahoma City, and they chose to go in a different direction. I mean, let's just look at it, bro. You know, Westbrook is still there. That dude's been an MVP, right? Harden, he left, and he's been an MVP-like guy for years, ever since leaving. And if you ask me, I think he wins the award this year. I know that LeBron James is lobbying for himself to win that award. But the truth is James Harden has had the most impact on his team this season by far. I'm sorry, but yes, he has a great team. He has a great cast of characters. But the truth is what's been the most consistent thing for that the whole season? James Harden. James Harden's been in that lineup all year long. Chris Paul's been out. Other guys have been out. James Harden has been there. He runs that offense to a T. So I think James Harden wins the MVP this year. Maybe LeBron comes in second. I don't know. Maybe Westbrook comes in second. Because the truth is how do you argue with that guy not being an MVP again? He's averaging a triple-double or damn close to it once again. So there are guys that are doing some exceptional things. And then you look at LeBron's team, and they've got 46 wins, whereas the Houston Rockets have 62 wins. It's not even a comparison as to who is having a better impact on his team this season. It boggles my mind that LeBron, I mean, look, everybody says, oh, every year that LeBron is playing, he's the MVP. Yes and no. Like, this year, James Harden flat out deserves to be the MVP in my mind.
No, I absolutely agree. Harden is it hands down. He should be, to me, should be unanimous for the reasons that you put out there, Dorf. I mean, you hit the nail on the head with this. So, Harden is just, Houston is just going to be, you know, if anybody wants to try and take them out, good luck. You know, even Golden State, good luck with as banged up as they are. You're gonna have to play your A game.
You know, and I want to end this debate, okay, about who's the greatest of all time, at least in the NBA, okay? As far as I'm concerned, there's one thing and one thing only that separates Michael Jordan from all of these guys, LeBron, Kobe, you know, Durant, all these guys. You know what that one thing is, Mike?
I got a feeling I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
That one thing is defense, my friend. Yep. Michael Jordan was not only an unbelievable offensive player, but how many times did Michael Jordan win Defensive Player of the Year? So at the end of the day, man, you have to play both sides. And we always talk about, you know, guys playing two ways and, you know, he does it, this guy does it better than anybody else. Michael Jordan set the standard, man. He didn't only want to be known as a guy that could score and get a bucket whenever you needed it. He also wanted to be a guy that could lock you down. He could get a steal. He could make that big interception of a pass, get inside those passing lanes and make a play like that for his team. So
he guarded the best player, dude. Like, yeah. He took that on. And LeBron, as much as I love LeBron, LeBron doesn't guard the best player.
Look, at the end of the day, man, there's one thing that separates Michael from the rest. It's the way that he took pride on both sides of the floor. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody. We will be right back, and we're going to continue talking about sports.
Ball, a little shake and bake, pulls up, knocks it down. Little exclamation point there as it's back up to 20.
Casually pulls up into that shot.
Here's another one. He hit another one. Oh!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And yes, it is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it would be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well. DorfOnSportsRadio.com, and check us out Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific time, NBC Sports 1060. You can get that anywhere in the world. And speaking of anywhere in the world, Mike, football, you can talk at pretty much any time of the year, any place in the world. It doesn't make much of a difference. And you know what? The draft, less than a month away, brother. I mean, do you get excited about the draft? I'll be honest with you. I know we have to talk about it and everything, but once draft day comes, man, honestly, I just want to know who gets picked. I don't really care about all the nonsense that goes with it because you and I have talked about it along with everybody else for like 2 months, so I'm bored with it. I just want it to get over with. How about you?
No, I'm the same way. I mean, I don't get into the combine. I don't get into these pro days. I mean, everything's in shorts and t-shirts. So I just sit there and go, you should look good, you know, if you're doing that kind of stuff. But I'm very much like you, Dorf, in terms of I'll watch the draft. I'll watch the first round just to see where everybody gets picked. And then after that, I kind of check in from time to time, you know, check Twitter, check ESPN or Fox and just see where things are going.
All right. So there's been a lot of obviously talk about what certain teams are going to do and move up or move down. At the end of the day, man, you know, there's only so much you can do. And now, you know, with Odell Beckham out there for maybe trade bait, they're looking for two first round picks. It's been a pretty interesting offseason. You know, like, I don't think many teams made huge splashes other than maybe the Rams. When you look at all the movement that they've had as far as free agency goes, you know, the Packers made a couple of moves. Other teams,
which is good for them.
No, they did. They made solid ones. I mean, Jimmy Graham. I mean, you got to like that. Obviously, Wilkerson. You got to like him coming in to help on that defensive line. I give them like a C+. I think that they lost some guys, you know, in the secondary, and I don't think they really have addressed that yet. So I'll be interested to see what they do come draft time, but. The Rams, man, what do you think? I think that the Rams have definitely made a push to say, look, we're trying to win right now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, look, anytime you add Ndamukong Suh to that defensive line that they got, that tells everybody, especially in the NFC West, we're coming to get you. And we're coming to play some serious ball here. People can say what they want about Sue, and he played, you know, on my favorite team, on Miami, and I loved having him. And I, you know, he's done some stupid stuff in the past. Yes, okay, I get it. But the dude is a beast. I mean, he just kills defensive or offensive linemen. And to have him and not, you know, want him on your team is just asinine to me. So, the Rams made some great moves. You wonder what the Giants are going to do with Odell. You know, I saw something this morning. It didn't really turn out to be true, but that they had said that Odell had been traded to the Bears for three first round picks, you know? So I think New York is in some serious discussions with some people to move that guy. I think they're kind of tired of him.
If he winds up with the Rams, that could be interesting there too. I mean, that's another really, really nice offensive piece that Jared Goff could work with and McVay, you know, so just to very interesting dynamic with Odell Beckham potentially being out there for a team to get. Green Bay Packers even in that mix, some other teams too. Go ahead.
Let me ask you about Odell. I mean, Odell, as talented as he is, and I'm not here to challenge his talent level at all, because we know what it is. Do you want, I mean, would the Rams, I mean, how do you handle that? If you want him, if you're the Rams, if you are Goff, McVay, those guys, how do you get him under control a little bit and not, you know, have these petulant child outbursts? Because with a young crew like that, I don't know, you know, do you really want to add someone that's volatile like that to your mix?
All right, so let's just kind of break this down, and let's give you the reasoning behind Odell Beckham's displeasure. If you look at the other guys in his class, they're all getting paid, okay?
Yeah.
Odell Beckham, and don't get me wrong, Odell Beckham's getting paid too. He's making – this is his first contract, okay? They have an option for the fifth year. He's going to make $8 million, maybe a little bit – $8.5 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole contract is $10 million and change. So he's getting paid relatively well. And the truth is that the other guys are making more, and his numbers are very incredible. And yes, he's a headache to a certain degree. You're talking about some of his antics and what he does off of the field or on the field, even on the sidelines, whatever it is. I get where you're going. And to answer your question, yes. That's a headache that I would absolutely love to have any day of the week and twice on Sundays, because you know what this guy can do for you out there on the football field. So the other part of your question, how do you get him on the same page? I don't know if you ever get that guy on the same page. But again, I think his physical attributes and what he does on the football field are enough to say, listen, you know what? This guy can be a pain in the you know what. And you know what? This guy can sometimes really push my buttons. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's a win-win, because he's challenging me to go out there and make him be the best that I can possibly make him. And then I need to challenge him enough that he's going to put that effort out there on every given Sunday and give me everything that he has. So I think the Odell Beckham situation is absolutely worth whatever headache, whatever pain in the butt he's giving you, because you know how good that guy can be on the football field. So I hope that answers your question.
No, it perfectly answers my question. It's basically where I'm at with him. You know, you're there to win football games. The coach wants to win football games. The players want to win football games. And you want to put yourself in the best position possible. Odell Beckham puts you in the best position possible to win some more football games. And to let everybody know, man, if the Rams got him, I mean, like you said earlier, the Rams are here to win and win right now. They're not waiting a year. They're not waiting 2 years. They're waiting 2 seconds. And they want to win now.
Well, and with that being said, that makes sense, you know, because certain guys are going to be up for contract in a couple of years. So that window – maybe 2 years, maybe 5 years, maybe 1 year. So ultimately, they're giving it their best shot right here and right now. All right, let's switch gears, brother. We've only got a few minutes left in the hour, and we have yet to discuss the Masters, which will be coming next week, and we'll obviously be on Sunday to talk about what is taking place throughout the weekend, and we'll have the day ahead of us. But man, oh man, Tiger Woods, Rory, Phil. This is when we have the best field. Everybody's Spieth. Out there. Spieth, yeah. I mean, just an unbelievable field. Do you get excited for the Masters?
Oh, I love the Masters. Love the Masters. I grew up watching it with my dad. My dad was at the Masters the last time Jack won it. He saw Jack win his last Masters, and it was always something that my dad and I watched together on a Sunday afternoon, at least for a little bit together. So I love the Masters, and my dark horse this year is Justin Rose.
Okay, that's a good one. Hey, I got something interesting to throw at you about the Masters. At least currently, right now, this is the smallest field at the Masters since 1998. Only 87 players currently going to the Masters. So with that being said, could be more difficult to make cuts. Could be just a little bit more interesting in the sense of maybe there's more guys in the mix as far as who could win this thing. I want to check them out. I'm going to look while we're talking right now, but I'm going to look at the odds for the Masters and who is supposed to, you know, be challenging to win this thing. But last I saw, you know, we talked about this a couple few weeks ago when Tiger came back a few weeks back and finished second. Before that week, he was 100-1 at the Masters. After that tournament, he was a 10-1 favorite at the Masters. Then he became the favorite at the Masters. Again, I'm going to look and check and see right now, but do you think this makes the field a little bit bigger? Yes or no?
I do think it makes the field a little bit bigger. I mean, you got guys like a Justin Rose, and you got Tiger who is coming back, you know, and you wonder how Tiger is going to react to the crowds, to maybe when, if he's in contention. I mean, we can't say that it for sure he's going to be in contention because he's still working his way back. Let's not think that, you know, Tiger's all the way back yet. Tiger hasn't won yet. He hasn't won a Masters in or a major in forever. But he's certainly looking good. I will give him that. And I'm rooting for Tiger to come all the way back. I think it's good for golf. You know, and then you got Phil, who at what? Well, how old is Phil now? He's like 47, 48 years old. And you know, the Masters in Augusta is kind of built for him. If you can tag that ball, if you can hit length, the Masters, the Augusta is set up for you. So, you know, there, I think Poulter could have a shot at this. I mean, there's a lot of guys that I think, Dustin Johnson could play a role here. And I'm looking for something from Dustin because he's kind of gone off the radar a little bit for a while. We haven't seen too much from him. So, it would be nice to see him come back a little bit.
There's a lot of up-and-comers in the golf world, yeah. And that's what I think is so intriguing about golf in general is that week in and week out, we have so many new winners, man. It's like You don't see repeat winners a lot, and when they do, then you really know that guy's a heck of a golfer. And let me just throw you some of the numbers. Dustin Johnson, there's a bunch of guys that are obviously 10-1. So Dustin Johnson, 10-1, Rory McIlroy, 10-1, Justin Thomas, 10-1, Tiger, like I talked about, 10-1, Spieth, 12-1, Rose, 12-1, Bubba Watson. That's an interesting name.
Yeah.
14-1. I think Bubba could be a guy that you may want to look out for.
And he's won it.
Yeah. Jason Day at 16-1. You got Phil, who you were talking about at 16-1, Fowler, 18-1, Rahm, a guy that can really play well, 18-1, Sergio, 25-1, Paul Casey, 25-1, Hideki, 30-1. Stenson, a guy who's 40-1, Kuchar, 50-1, just throwing some names at you. But yeah, man, I mean, obviously the Masters is something that is just a very special tournament. You know, you put on that green jacket when you obviously win that deal, and just a very special. Adam Scott at 60-1. Yeah. I remember when that guy was winning tournaments all the time. That's a crazy number. Just so many crazy things that could happen. It's a golf course, man. Seriously, the ball could go in so many different directions, but yeah. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. And to answer your question, Michigan or Villanova, Scott, we both like Villanova. And I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. And that's on the Facebook Live feed, by the way. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause one final time here before we get the heck out of Dodge. So we're going to do that. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Again, thoughts and opinions. Do it on Twitter, by the way, at this point. It would be Pigskin Opinion for Mike or Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. And we'll be back to wrap it up. Keep it close. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf.
It would be appropriate if his 100th putt this week dropped for birdie.
What a finish for McIlroy!
Man, what a putting exhibition. That was a smooth little 8 under par the last 13 holes.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here today on a Dorf on Sports weekend edition on Easter Sunday. And like we've said, have a great Easter Sunday if you celebrate Passover. Hope you had a great Passover weekend as well. But as always, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, and we give you our final thoughts here in this final segment. Mike, you're up, brother.
I'm just going to say Major League Baseball is off to a great start. Get the kids, get them to the ballpark, have them enjoy baseball. Baseball needs a little comeback and families going and enjoying their favorite team. So, get to the ballpark this season, people.
Good call, man. I like that one. And I'm going to give you a little bit of maybe a potpourri-ish type thing. But obviously the final game is Monday night. Really excited to see how Michigan is able to handle Villanova. Should be a fun contest. And then obviously basketball's over for a little while in college basketball. And then obviously the Masters next week, man. Just really excited to see what will happen. Can Tiger Woods do the unthinkable? Can he win a major coming back for however many times he's had to come back from injury and everything else that's happened in his life? I think it would be an amazing story. I think it would be incredible. It would be the biggest story of the sports world, at least to this point this year. And then, you know what, man? Like you, bro. Baseball. I love it. Anyways, I know we got to get the heck out of Dodge. So until next week, he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and thanks to John Poulter and Scott for making everything possible. It's been another Dorf on Sports weekend. We'll be back, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.